Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Just back from a long extended weekend vacation, getting away with some friends and family, doing some visiting, collaborating, right? Getting input from others, working together. And isn't that what it's all about? It's definitely what it's all about for like social media, right? The social web, collaborative communities, web 2.0, whatever you want to call it. The concept of creating content, sharing content, in a way that creates a community is what it's all about. So the tip to you is there's a problem. If you're building the software, make very, very sure that you're securing the input path for approving any changes. And if you're not building the software and using Medium, stay tuned because I'm about to tell you about a new vulnerability. So Medium's a blogging platform. With Medium, you can create a post. So you create a post. You write your content and you share it with the world and you say, hey, anyone who wants to write an update to this, go right ahead. And that content is given an ID. It's a 12-digit ID. For the sake of this thing, I'm going to use a 2-digit ID. So, hey, your content, yours, is ID 37, okay? So, anyone who makes changes to that page, you'll get an email and you'll be able to approve it. And what's happening in the back end is you click on the link, and the link opens a page, and HTTP request processes and sends in a message to the Medium server that says, hey, approve the change on page 37. Now, what this criminal has found is, what happens if I, Wolfgang, create my own page, 68, and you've got your page 37. I make some changes to your page, you get a request, hey, approve the changes on 37. I make some changes on my page, I get a request, hey, approve the changes on 68. Now, I approve my change, but I catch the HTTP traffic, and I change the ID from 68 to 37. The web server is going to process that and automatically approve the change, which means that I can now edit your content and approve it without you knowing. Well, I mean, you'll still get an email. So, without you being able to stop me, ha ha, mwah. It's not a huge vulnerability, but it's an interesting vulnerability. And it points to something we've known forever, which is, hey, never trust your inputs. Every single security standard that talks about application security starts off with saying, don't trust your inputs. Just about every single vulnerability we see is because someone has trusted an input. In this particular case, they have trusted that I'm not tampering with that ID field. They're just sending it right on back. So the second part of that is, what do you do that would be better, right? So I've written my own code. Oh no, I've got a similar problem. What could you have done? Pass a token. So create a hash value of that request. Hash the whole page, which is what we oftentimes see, so that if any content within the request going back changes, that the web server knows and abandons it. Don't send the full web token, right? The web URL, the 12-digit ID, send something else. All that and more you could have done. So if you're a developer, think about those things and make those types of changes. And if you're running Medium, patch your stuff. I'm not sure if patch is out yet, but I'm sure one will be soon. So that's it for me today. If you got any questions or whatnot, hit me up in comments. Or on my Medium page. No, I'm just joking. See you later. Bye-bye.